is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The presidential election is now 2 weeks to the day away, and the candidates are pulling out all the stops in battleground states. CBS's Jared Hill has our top story.
You can vote your conscience and not ever have to say a word to anybody.
Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney appealing to Republican women voters for Democratic presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris.
And I'm proud.
Trump in North Carolina leveled a new baseless attack against Harris, claiming she'd target religious groups if elected.
Christians will not be safe with Kamala Harris as President of the United States.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken landed in Israel today in hopes of reviving Gaza's ceasefire efforts after the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar last week. Back home, the White House says President Biden is deeply concerned about the release of classified documents on Israel's plans for a potential retaliatory attack on Iran over a ballistic missile strike October 1st. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
We're certainly aware of the reports. We are very concerned. I'm not going to get into specifics. I'm not going to get into details.
The investigation into a deadly helicopter crash in Houston is focused on a poorly lit radio tower. CBS's Jason Allen.
Investigators have been combing over an area about 4 acres in size. That tower was surrounded by homes, surrounded by businesses, but when the tower fell, somehow it did not hit any of those structures. No one on the ground was injured either.
4 people were killed in the chopper, including a child. More than 2,000 Kaiser Permanente mental health workers will be back on picket lines this morning. Psychologists, therapists, and others walked out yesterday after management rejected proposals the union said would slow employee turnover and improve patient care.
Kaiser keeps saying that they want to value us and that they do, but they do not show it in their actions, so we're ready to make them.
New research finds that when a patient is diagnosed with diabetes may be linked to the outcome. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
People with younger onset type 2 diabetes, those 40 and younger, have a nearly 4 times higher risk of death compared to the general population. The study, published in The Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology, also found that adults with later onset T2D have a 1.5-fold risk of death.
Every baseball fan wants in.
Los Angeles is alive and they're headed to the World Series.
Resale tickets to see Friday's opener of the Fall Classic at Dodger Stadium started at almost $1,400 on StubHub last night. That's double the price for last year's Rangers D-backs matchup. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Downtown Racine might get a little crazy today. Democratic vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz is holding an event at Memorial Hall, with the address scheduled to start at just before 7. Walz will be coming from Madison, where he'll appear with former President Barack Obama. Walz will also be coming off an appearance on The Daily Show, with Jon Stewart asking about Liz Cheney.
I think Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney give permission to those folks who want to find a reason to do the right thing. It doesn't mean they agree with us. We're not going to take their foreign policy decisions and discussions, you know, and implement those. We're going to take their
promise.
Yes, promise.
Those invited to the Racine event will be lining up along Lake Avenue, with a number of traffic impacts expected due to the visit. Officials say to avoid the area if you're not going to the event. There will be a lot of people in Racine County watching what happens in Waukesha County tonight. This evening, the Waukesha County Board will vote on a proposal to introduce a 0.5% sales tax. Racine County is the only other Wisconsin county without a sales tax, but that could change too with upcoming votes. The proposed Waukesha County tax aims to address a $5 million budget deficit. However, critics say it could raise $60 million each year, which they believe is excessive. And a proposal to rename Racine's Red Apple Elementary is moving ahead. At a Racine Unified meeting last night, the school board put forward a plan to rename the school after local astronaut Laurel Clark. Clark was a Horlick High School graduate who lost her life in the Columbia space shuttle disaster. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks open the NBA season tomorrow night on the road against the 76ers. Chris Middleton still rehabbing after surgery on both his ankles. Doc Rivers asked if he'd first like to see Middleton practice before he plays.
It would help, but
I'm just going to play it by ear. You know, Chris has proven to me over the last year that when he comes back, he was 100% ready and he had no practices. So there are guys like that. I would say he'd be one of them. Would I like him to practice a couple times? For sure.
NFL, the Packers have the day off before preparing to play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. College football, Wisconsin hosts number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on Penn State's offense.
Part of their plan is to give enough exotic, crazy looks to get guys' heads spinning, to get them thinking rather than playing fast. Our strength the last couple weeks has been how fast we've played.
That's Badgers coach Mike Tressel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. Our high today near 70. The wind south at 10 to 20. Tonight partly cloudy, will drop to 51. Tomorrow sunny and colder, 60 by Thursday sunshine with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Why is McDonald's still counting? How insecure is this company? 40 million, 80 jillion, billion, zillion, killion, tillion, million, zillion. Is anyone really impressed anymore? Oh, 89 billion sold. All right, I'll have one. I'm satisfied. Who cares? I would love to meet the chairman of the board of McDonald's and just say to him, look, we all get it. Okay, you've sold a lot of hamburgers, whatever the hell the number is. Just put up a sign, McDonald's, we're doing very well. We are tired of hearing about every one of them. What is their ultimate goal? To have cows just surrendering voluntarily or something? Showing up at the door, we'd like to turn ourselves in, we see the sign. We realize we have very little chance out there. We'd like to be a happy meal, if that's at all possible.
She's got a ticket to ride. eight arms to hold you. The Beatles, Ticket to Ride at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. You say, wait a second, Don. I never heard of that movie, Eight Arms to Hold You. Well, that was the original title to the movie Help. If you were lucky enough, like I was, and I threw it out just a few months ago, if you were lucky to have the 45 RPM to Ticket to Ride, it said, from the United Artists movie, Eight Arms to Hold You. Now, after they put that out, they changed the movie name to Help, which is probably the best decision they made. Eight Arms to Hold You wasn't going to cut it. Too many letters for the marquee. Hey, good morning. I'm Don Rosen. It is 6:10 on your Tuesday morning. We're looking for a partly sunny day. Just a slight chance of showers. Highs near 69. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 52. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 58. Right now, a beautiful clear sky this morning. 54 degrees right here at Radio Park. Foundations, Build Me Up Buttercup. Good morning. Local news, Timeless Hits, right here at WRJ.
Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby? Just to let me down.
Since for 97 years, we're on the air. WRJ, and coming up to the 100th birthday, I was talking to the people at the Heritage Museum about maybe doing a special 100th anniversary deal with WRJN over there. I know Tom Carco, former newsman here, has all our stuff. He's got the complete history of the radio station. So, yeah, on loan from the Carco Foundation. That'd be nice. 6:14 at WRJN. So get this. This is real. An airport in New Zealand put up a sign that says farewell hugs in the drop-off area are limited to 3 minutes. What are they, clocking them with a stopwatch? For fonder farewells, use the parking lot. I didn't make this up. This is real. I just want to know how they time everybody. Do they, you know, do they have a stopwatch? And they say, all right, hug's over. Leave.
There's a kind of hush. Feeling good.
Clemens Hurwitz. There's a kind of hush. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 617. It's Tuesday morning, October 22nd already. My goodness. Does that mean, when does, it's October 31st? I'm going to carry the two minus one. Yeah, it's a little more than a week away. We do have the times, by the way, for all the trick-or-treating. I'll go over those a little later on. So people say, well, when's trick-or-treating? You know, this year in the city of Racine, it's actually going to be on Halloween, the 31st. It's not going to be on the Sunday before or after. Yeah, we'll talk more about that later on. I'll have that for you here. Speaking about Halloween, chocolate prices have more than doubled since the start of the year, and candy companies are compensating by pushing more fruity and gummy candies for Halloween. So your kids' Halloween bucket will have more of that stuff this year, a little less chocolate. Here at the Rosen household, my wife bought these fruity jelly, fruity gummies or something like that. She likes them, so we're giving those away. A little packet. You get a whole bunch of them in a packet. I decided to do something different. They have this, they're like mini Pop-Tarts. They're the size of your fingernail, a little bigger than that. And they look like Pop-Tarts. They're just very miniature. And they come like six or seven, eight to a bag or whatever. And so we're giving away little bags of those. So you get like six or seven little mini Pop-Tarts. They come in all different flavors. So when you come to the Rosen household, you're going to get something new this year for Halloween. Name brand candy, but no chocolate. Unless you get a chocolate Pop-Tart. Yeah, something different this year from the Rosens. Yeah, we always try to be innovative when we give stuff away on Halloween.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How do you wash the bad taste out of your mouth called Joker Folie au Deux? You release a new single. That is, if you're Lady Gaga. Gaga says, according to Variety, that she will release the song Disease on October 25th. It will be her first single off her seventh studio album. Gaga surprised fans by releasing an album called Harlequin last month on the heels of the release of the Joker sequel, which was panned by critics. Onward and upward. Rick and Morty fans will rejoice when they hear that the show has been renewed for seasons 11 and 12. Which is crazy because season 8 hasn't even dropped yet. The word comes from New York Comic-Con by the show's executive producers Dan Harmon and Scott Martyr. Harmon was born and raised in Milwaukee. Season 8 doesn't actually premiere until 2025, which means the show will be on at least through 2029. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And locally, you can hear Pete Schwabba on our AM station 540. That's WAUK, our sister station. Tonight and every weeknight, 6 to 8 o'clock, WAUK AM 540. That's where you can hear Pete. And we have him here occasionally as a guest as well. Very funny guy. I love talking to Pete.
Here is your Scotty Summer Giveaway text to win keyword for this hour, outdoors, Doors is your keyword for the 1 p.m. hour. Text that to us on the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. It's free. And go to Tromix 103.1 and text us the word outdoor.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Due into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text REP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text REP to 321-321. That's REP to 321-321.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
It's going to be a partly sunny day today. Chance of showers. Highs near 69. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 52. Partly sunny tomorrow. Beautiful day again with a high near 58. Right now, we've got a clear sky at Radio Park. 54 degrees. Oh, they're all around. They're in your office. They're at home in your living room. They're everywhere. The Backstabbers. Here come the OJs. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
They do. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care. Yeah. Yeah. Then it's all like the fellas who better beware. Yeah. Yeah.
Backstabber, 626 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. And a question, can you pass a driver's test today? A new survey asked that question. How'd you do on a driving test if you had to take one right now? 40% of people are confident they could ace it. On the flip side, 25% admit they'd probably fail. Don't you have the confidence when you hit the road and you know 25% of people say, I'd never pass a driver's test? Doesn't that make you feel confident hitting the road this morning? 626 WRJN local news and timeless hits with Steam and Nana.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
that every time they have a pitcher change in baseball. They play that. That's cruel. Nah, nah, hey, hey, kiss but goodbye, steam. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So this Canadian man in South Korea broke a world record by walking 38 dogs all at the same time. I saw a picture of it. He really was walking 38 dogs. He partnered with a charity called Korean Canine Rescue. He had to walk at least a kilometer, which is about a half a mile, a little over half a mile to make it official. I just hope he had enough poop bags for 38 dogs, huh? 6:30 WRJN. Let's check local news now with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Downtown Racine might get a little crazy today. Democratic vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz is holding an event at Memorial Hall, with the address scheduled to start at just before 7. Walz will be coming from Madison, where he'll appear with former President Barack Obama. Walz will also be coming off an appearance on The Daily Show, with Jon Stewart asking about Liz Cheney.
I think Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney give permission to those folks who want to find a reason to do the right thing. It doesn't mean they agree with us. We're not going to take their foreign policy decisions and discussions, you know, and implement those. We're going to take their promise. Yes, promise.
Those invited to the Racine event will be lining up along Lake Avenue, with a number of traffic impacts expected due to the visit. Officials say to avoid the area if you're not going to the event. There will be a lot of people in Racine County watching what happens in Waukesha County tonight. This evening, the Waukesha County Board will vote on a proposal to introduce a 0.5% sales tax. Racine County is the only other Wisconsin county without a sales tax, but that could change too with upcoming votes. The proposed Waukesha County tax aims to address a $5 million budget deficit. However, critics say it could raise $60 million each year, which they believe is excessive. And a proposal to rename Racine's Red Apple Elementary is moving ahead. At a Racine Unified meeting last night, the school board put forward a plan to rename the school after local astronaut Laurel Clark. Clark was a Horlick High School graduate who lost her life in the Columbia space shuttle disaster. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Upcoming changes in tax law are going to impact Wisconsin farmers. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. The Division of Extension is hosting a workshop to help you navigate these new requirements. Stick around for the details.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Kelly Wilford joining us. She's a farm law outreach specialist with the UW-Madison Division of Extension. She says their upcoming Wisconsin Ag Law update in early December will outline some major changes in tax law that will impact Wisconsin farmers.
So what we're going to do with the Wisconsin Ag Law update is it's going to be a one-hour roundup of major changes that impact Wisconsin farmers. Each one of these updates is going to be tailored to what's happening in the moment. A few things we might cover, some changes that have been coming down the pipeline. We've got the beneficial ownership reporting requirement, which is going to be due at the end of December for most Wisconsin farm entities. So we'll talk about what that means. We might touch on some tax proposals and changes, like the change in the estate and gift tax exemption that's scheduled for 2026. I've been following the Clean Water Act lawsuit in northern Wisconsin. And of course, more recently, the poultry processor dismissal of bankruptcy that's impacting our Wisconsin poultry growers.
Farm law outreach specialist Kelly Wilford along with us. Get the details on their upcoming Wisconsin Ag Law update at the Division of Extension website. We've got more agribusiness news next.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of the industry throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 13th and 14th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depth of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
This week in agribusiness news, agriculture shined in this year's Wisconsin Innovation Awards. Woolitz LLC out of Argyle took home top marks in the ag innovation category out of 200 nominees. Woolitz makes wool pellets. These are a replacement for peat used by farmers, gardeners, and houseplant enthusiasts. The company buys wool from Wisconsin sheep farmers, removing any unsold wool from the waste stream, and then they repurpose it into a soil amendment. Congratulations, Woolitz, for taking home a top prize in the Wisconsin Innovation Awards. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. Our high today near 70. The wind south at 10 to 20. Tonight partly cloudy, will drop to 51. Tomorrow sunny and colder, 60 by Thursday sunshine with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
I go home next week and visit my mom because I need new material. Moms are great. They're a wealth of material because they all say the same things. All moms said, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. They wonder why we had nightmares growing up. I was under the covers with a flashlight and a can of Raid.
Get out of here, little bed bug. You're not going to get me.
This is a good one. Don't get smart with me, mister. What do you want me to be, an idiot? No, duh. Remember duh? We should use that as adults, duh. I'd love to see somebody on Jeopardy. Yeah, Alex, no duh. How would you like a beating?
What are my options?
I'm gonna knock you in the middle of next week.
Make it Thursday, I got a test on Wednesday.
This hurts me more than it hurts you. Oh yeah, give me the belt.
Day of early voting in Wisconsin. Yeah, starting today, you can vote early. My wife said, I'm going to vote early so we don't have the long lines on election day. Yeah, you want to see the lines today for voting early? Just as long. Speaking about voting, an 82-year-old woman in Georgia named Betty Cartledge, she voted for the very first time. She's 82 years old. Her late husband discouraged her from ever voting, but he passed away last year, so She had her niece take her to the polls to vote early. Now, she didn't reveal who she cast her ballot for, but she said she will be back in the next election. She called it a real neat experience. Now, I did a little math here. It took me about a half hour, but it's some math. And if she was allowed to vote by her husband in the first election she was eligible for, she could have voted for FDR. You think about it like that. Wow. Looking for sunshine today. Partly sunny with a chance of showers. Highs near 69. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 52. Partly sunny. Highs 58 tomorrow. Here's CCR. Timeless hits with Creedence and Green River this morning at WRJN. That is 6:42 on a Tuesday morning. Hey, guess what? Listen for your chance to win Pure Soul tickets with me all next week on WRJN. A tribute to the 60s Motown and 70s soul. It's coming to Memorial Hall on Friday, November 8th. Get your tickets for a night of rhythm and romance online at the events page of festivalpark.com. And don't forget, I'm giving away tickets for Pure Soul all next week. Speaking about Pure Soul.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to you. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. And I feel I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I
sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good that I got you. So good, so good that I got you. So good, so good that I got you.
James Brown, I got you. I sometimes love the Eddie Murphy bit. Maybe next time we play a James Brown song, I'll do that. Eddie Murphy does a whole bit about James Brown that's hilarious. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 645. Looking for partly sunny weather. Chance of showers today with a high near 69. Right now, a beautiful clear sky. The sun is coming up over the lake. It's 54 degrees right here at Radio Park. You know, just because Ariana Grande is playing the Good Witch in the new movie Wicked doesn't mean she's one of them. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, says Ariana Grande once brought 20 guests to one of her shows. Now, Elvira comped their tickets and took pictures and signed autographs for all of her guests. Then Elvira asked Ariana for a picture, and she refused. Boo. Why would she turn her down? Why would you do something like that? Elvira just gave all your guests a free show, free pictures, free autographs, and you turned her down for a picture. That's nasty. 646 here at WRJN.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in nailers and cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo. Power tools make great gifts. Grab the cordless 18-gauge brad nailer, ideal for trim work and molding installation, now on sale for $199.99. Sale price good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super-rich guys like himself. That's trillion, with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
WRJN.
eyes. Cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it.
Guess who? These eyes at WRJN local news and timeless hits. Hey, here's an odd but true. In 1965, before he went to Vietnam and before he became a senator, John McCain was on the TV show Jeopardy, even was a one-day champion. Who would have thunk it, huh? Here's Stevie Uptight, WRJN.
Born and raised in a great big old house full of butlers
Stevie Wonder, Uptight, everything's all right. It is 6:56 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And I got a new study here. They found we use music to cheer ourselves up an average of 2 times a week. 1 in 5 people say they've listened to the radio to do it, too. You know what I have to say to that? You're welcome. All right. Party sunny, chance of showers today. Highs near 69 right now. The sun is coming up over the lake. Clear, 54 degrees at Radio Park with Three Dog Night.
Want some whiskey in your water? Sugar in your tea. What's all this crazy question they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see.
Mama told me let's go. Mama told me let's go. That ain't the way to find out.
Room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me let's go. Mama told me let's go. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
Jesus!
Night, Mama told me not to come. It's 6:59. There's one more note. 6:59 at WRJN. Coming up, we'll talk about some of the Halloween trick-or-treating hours. They're all different. Well, most of them are different.